I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Didn't see you there.
Haven't seen you in ages.
Oh my God, we should catch up.
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, good. It's been a big year.
It has. It's been a huge year.
I can't believe it's nearly up, 2023.
I know, it's very almost Christmas. Have you done your Christmas shopping?
Mm-hmm. This year, let me just tell you, it's probably the most organised I've ever been in my whole 28 years on this
really?
Earth. Yep.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
What have you got, everyone?
Well, you know what? I've actually got quite a big family. So it's like, it's a lot of admin, just keeping tabs, lists, and like, have I got this? And, you know, all that.
I've got more presents to buy this year than I've ever had.
Really?
I've got two brothers, mum, dad, brother's girlfriend. We have two Ukrainian people living in my parents' house who I'm getting Christmas presents for
as well.
And then I remembered the other day, I need to get something for my brother's dog.
Most importantly,
yeah,
that, like, you need to go all out for that.
I know,
gift.
I know.
You
I need
know,
to win favour
like,
with the dog.
You can get like dog beer.
Can you? Mm-hmm.
This brown liquid, they drink it out of bowl.
There was a cafe in Walthamstow where you could get a free puppuccino. And I always kind of wanted to get that because it was free rather than an actual coffee.
Should get that.
Two puppuccinos, please. congratulations is in order.
Thank you.
You won an award.
I did.
What did you win?
World's sexiest DJ.
It was a shock to us all.
No, that was last year. No, I won a DJ Mag Award.
Woo!
Oh, no, wait. Oh my God. Yay! Oh, that's...
I've actually got one more.
Okay, go on. Woo! Oh, there we go. There's streamers everywhere.
Poppers.
Thank you.
Wow, those are smoking.
I love the smell of these.
Look at that.
I love it. Gunpowder.
Mm.
So good.
You put that in your mouth then.
No, just... No, you know what? Thank you though. And thank you for the celebration. That's very
You're
sweet.
You're welcome. Well done. A huge achievement. Your speech was great as well, by the way.
Thank you. It was for the Underground Hero Award, which, to be honest, I'm really, really like pleased with that because I feel like the underground is kind of where, you know, we've all built this community. I say we, because I mean you, me, people who listen to this podcast, the new artists that I'm around every day, we're all kind of connected. And I feel like it felt like a kind of celebration of this scene that we're in.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It was amazing. It was so good. And then your set was really fun as well.
Thank you.
I could tell it meant a lot to a lot of the people in the room as well.
Yeah, I mean, well, the crowd was insane.
They were loving it.
That girl with the green wig, obsessed.
Before you won the award as well, everyone was shouting like, Jaguar, 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 which was really nice.
Yeah, that's...
Like before your name was announced and they announced the nominees. That was cute.
That is mad. Yeah, I'm very touched, and it's crazy because I felt really nervous by the side of the stage. Like, I did actually know I'd won. They do tell you before, but even so, even though I knew I was literally queuing up to go to the stage, I felt really nervous. And then my side started cramping, like as Emerald was reading out the category. And I was like,
oh my God.
That's fine. That's fine.
Oh.
But
Emerald did a great job as well, to be fair.
She's amazing.
Yeah, because it was a rowdy crowd and she did like keep them in check. Yeah, this yeah. Without being like, shut up.
She
built them up and calmed them down nicely.
We should get Emerald on here.
Yeah, actually. She would be great.
Let's put her on the list.
No, it was a great night and well done again.
Yeah, thank you. And what I will finally say as well is, yeah, the speech is, I wrote a speech and then got on the stage and then just, no, because you know what, the girl who with the green wig who was going for it in the my set after, she pulled out on her phone and she put for the black girls. Then I saw that and then I just said that and then I just went on with this like rallying speech.
Love that.
So
love
thank you
that.
To her. And yeah, it was great. I loved it. So.
You posted the speech on your Instagram as well, didn't you?
I did.
Should I put a clip of it here?
Yeah.
I'm going to be really brief, but I just want to say, yeah, I'm doing it for the black girls. I'm doing it for the fucking honeys. I'm doing it for the LGBTQ plus community. I'm doing it for the girlies. I'm doing it for just anyone who's ever been out there and been like, you know what, I feel like the world's not for me. I feel like Owen, I'm so proud of what we've achieved over the years. Hannah, Sean, Charlie, Katie, Faye, the BBC introducing crew, Hannah, Jess, Kelly, Millie. Thank you so much, and all of you guys. I want to dedicate this award to all the emerging artists. Anyone coming through, we are the future, we are the culture, we are the underground. I love you. Thank you so much.
Aww.
Very passionate, very emotional, I was.
Yeah, a great, great speech. Maybe you'll be a politician in your next life. Or in this life.
Yeah, maybe that's what my 40s is for.
Maybe.
Ooh. Anyway, we've actually had a break because you've been to the other side of the world. You went down under.
I did. I've been in Australia and New Zealand travelling for a couple of months, which I feel very lucky to have been able to do. And I had so much fun.
Where did you go?
If you are able to. I would highly recommend doing it. I basically went all around the east coast of Australia and then I did a loop of the South Island in New Zealand and a kind of half loop of the North Island of New Zealand.
Sick.
It was stunning. It was so beautiful. The weather was mostly really good. I went surfing. I climbed a mountain. I went swimming. I saw dolphins. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know you were like an advocate for all these activities. Yeah. Like you're like an action woman.
Yeah. Well, if you saw the videos of me doing the surfing, you probably wouldn't say that. But
did you do this thing with the surfers, like gnarly bro?
Yeah. I was enjoying getting into like the surfer language on the day.
Were there any words you've learned?
Dude. No, but I did start saying, how are you going?
Which how
are
you
I've
going?
Stopped doing since I got back. But that really rubbed off on me. How are you going?
What is that?
It's like, oh, you're right.
But how does that make sense?
How are you going?
I still...
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird one. What else do they say over there? Your ding bit? Do they say that?
Do they?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll have to get Pretty Girl back on and ask her.
Yeah, her accent was great.
But you've also been away. Bali and Brazil.
Yeah, actually not far away from Australia. Yeah, I had a gig in Brazil in October now, but that was fun.
Yeah, crazy. How was that?
Loved it. Love the Brazilians.
Yeah.
I love all the meat you can have on the sticks.
Oh, what did you have?
Like 5 different kinds of steak. Picanha.
Nice.
Beef rib. Just,
oh wow.
If you like your red meat, and sorry to any vegetarians and vegans listening, Brazil, man. Stunning.
They're famous for their steak, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think Argentina's have really good steak.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, I love that. South America, I 100% want to go back to soon. And then went to Southeast Asia, which was disgustingly good. Like, I don't want to be one of those people.
Mm.
But I went to Bali and saw a few sunrises.
Mm.
Did yoga one morning.
Oh, I love that.
And I think I, like, touched a higher power and unlocked a new part of myself that wasn't there before.
Oh, seriously?
In a way. in a way, like, it was genuinely so, like, mind, like, alteringly beautiful.
And
felt very, very peaceful. Stayed in this hotel, which was in, like, a rice field, essentially.
Wow.
And, like, every morning you'd see, like, this little man with his little, you know, those, like, triangle pointy hats they've got. And the sickle. And he was like farming the rice.
And they actually live off the land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's so different when you go from like the buzz of like busy London, which like, I mean, I speak for myself, but I think we love it. I love it in London. But then going somewhere outside of London, like there was a couple of places I went to where you felt like you were the only person in the world. And that's like such a serene feeling.
Yeah. It's kind of like overwhelming because you realize that all your problems are very insignificant. And small.
Yeah.
And you kind of, even though it's kind of scary, it's also very, I think it's very important if you can. That's why nature is so like healing, because you can actually be like, oh, you know, like the sun. The sun rises and it sets every day, wherever you are in the world. Like, that's amazing.
Mm.
It's the same everywhere. It's beautiful. It's like sublime and kind of terrifying. And like, yes, you could be really stressed about work, but when you remember that, you're like, my problems just don't matter.
Yeah. Mm. We're going to start a travel podcast.
I would love that.
Yeah, that would be great. Mm. We did also have quite a big night out recently.
I actually think, I'm going to say, it was probably like the most iconic night out of the year, like on paper.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Sugar Babes.
The Sugar Babes at Drumsheds.
New venue.
Yeah. In Tottenham, North London.
Otherwise known as the old IKEA.
Still got the escalators.
Yeah. That was weird. How did you find it though?
It was a great day out. I say day out because it started at 12 and finished at like 11 p.m., which was fab. Loved like waking up the next day not hungover. It was amazing. I played early on, which was great. Really fun to play in that amazing, massive space.
The main room is a 15,000 capacity.
That's like the size of Printworks.
Yeah, it's double. I think Printworks was 6,000.
Yeah.
And then that one's 15,000. And then I think the other ones are 5,000 and 1,000. On their website, they describe the 1,000 capacity as an intimate like club space.
The hell? It's massive. Yeah. That's like Village Underground.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we just had like a bit of a silly Saturday, didn't we?
Yeah,
like,
it was a very silly day.
So yeah, shout out to False Idols and lineup as well, like seeing Eliza Rose, like do her full thing with the dances, the visuals. We saw, who did we see? A bit of
Joshua James was really good.
Joshua James.
That remix of, what was it? Was it Sandstorm or something? It was one of those. Yeah.
That was really fun.
That was sick.
Yeah. He's such a great DJ.
Who would it be? Shy Girl, we saw.
Shy Girl, Mike Q. I know Gideon played.
Michelle Minetti and Demi Requismo and Saoirse and Yob Yob Sea.
Yeah.
The lineup was crazy.
It was. And I think.
Meg Ward was basically crying for the whole of the Sugar Babes set next to me. She just like couldn't control herself.
No, you know what? For anyone who wasn't there, like, I think we need to describe what it was like in the crowd for Sugar Babes. Like, I think some people being like, Sugar Babes, really? Like, if you, once you see it, you get it.
Yeah.
Also, just noting, this is my second time seeing Sugar Babes this autumn/winter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you see them during the festival?
I saw them at their sold out O2 But what is amazing is the fact that the Sugar Babes in 2023, the original three, Mutia, Keisha, Siobhan, are selling out the O2. They're headlining festivals.
Yeah.
They're being remixed. They're being like really put at the center of like culturally what's happening in the UK.
Yeah.
Which is mental. Considering they formed the band in what, like the early noughties when they were like 12, 13.
I was going to say, she said in the set, she was like, we've been doing this together since we were 12.
Yeah.
I actually didn't realise that they had got together that young.
Yeah. So Overload, which is their first single.
Yeah. Banger.
And when they played it, they had the music video in the background. That was their first single. And it feels like such a timeless song. They would have been so young when they wrote that tune.
I'm a little bit gutted that they ran out of time and couldn't do About You Now. I'm going to have to see them again so I can see About You Now, because that's actually my favourite one, I think.
That is.
So I need to see them again at some point.
I mean, I'll come. And also, during the set, many points I just kept thinking, like, I just saw, like, a range of people, right? A lot of girlies, a lot of LGBTQ plus people. We were all losing our minds to round. The stall moment when they sang Ugly.
Oh my God, Ugly, what a change.
Like, imagine just having a stall moment. Like,
I know.
All the stalls are out, we know what's coming.
And there was some very, like, old school choreography on the stalls as well.
It's the lackluster dance moves with the mic stand and round, sort of like. Oh my God, it's phenomenal. They're doing so little, but so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to get them on the podcast.
We do. Mm. We do. They would be incredible guests.
I know.
Season 4.
I think so.
Sugar babes.
I'm on it.
Watch this space.
I'm on it.
Sugar.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So this year has been a busy one. One of my favorite things, babes, has been doing this podcast again with you.
Oh, me too. Me too. I'm really, really proud of what we've done this year.
Me too. And I feel like we've had some amazing guests. We had Katie B on.
Oh my God, you know? I know. We've had some unbelievable guests. We've had, should we name them all?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. We have had Katie B, Meg Ward, Piri, Hannah Lang, Tisha, Aluna, Lapsley, Simone, DJ Seinfeld, and Helena Starr, and Pretty Girl.
Oh yeah. That's
a lineup.
That's big. And you know what? It's been so fun just like kind of just talking about whatever with you.
Yeah.
With these amazing people. Like when we started this podcast, would we have thought we'd get Aluna and Katie B?
No way. Like, no way. And also, I think one of the things that I've loved and one of the things that I'm really proud of with the podcast is like the range of conversations that we've had.
Mm.
1 week we've had Pyrion speaking like so openly about her journey of using OnlyFans alongside supporting her music career. We've had Meg on talking about coming from working class roots and the barriers that she's faced, the struggles that she's had. Aluna speaking about supporting black artists. Pretty Girl talking about the scene in Australia.
Yeah.
Like we've had so many different conversations. Helena and her pregnancy.
I was gonna
go
say,
on and on.
Full circle, because Helena's now, I actually met Helena's baby.
Oh my God.
A week ago. Oh my God.
Wow.
And she was like fully pregnant when she came on this podcast. When? In August, September?
Yeah, it would have been. Like, maybe July even. Yeah, it was a... Yeah.
We've like That blows my mind, because we were talking about like when I give birth, and he's out.
Now she's doing it.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, bless.
She's an amazing natural mother.
Oh, I can so see.
And so cool. They're like the coolest parents ever.
Yeah, that's going to be a cool baby.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been so much fun. And next year, woohoo, we're going to get some good stuff.
Yeah, we've got some big, big plans. We've already been speaking to some potential guests.
And you can let us know as well if you want anyone to come on. If you want to come on, sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Let us know.
But yeah, throughout this series, we have been collecting some hot takes. If you've been listening to the whole season, you might remember we did an episode a little while ago. I think it was called Have DJs Become Too Arrogant? Oh. Where we reacted to a few hot takes. And we've got some more today.
Hot takes.
Okay, so first hot take of the day.
My name is Edie Seinfeld, and my hot take is that Bloody Marys are disgusting and they should be banned.
Whoa. Also, first of all, why does he speak so quickly?
I was going to say, first of all, it's reminded me how beautiful his voice is.
Oh, yeah, we made him do some ASMR thing.
He has such a nice voice.
I want him to, like not in a non-creepy way, I want him to, like, turn up at my bedside and like read me a story before
that bed. Would be so nice. He should do one of those CBeebies, you know, when they get celebrities to read a bedtime story.
Yeah.
And I think Harry Styles did one.
That would be such a fun thing to do, but with DJs.
Yeah.
Imagine like Honey Dijon doing one.
Oh.
Like, hey children.
I could see Annie Mac doing a good one.
Oh yeah, she's got a great voice.
Who else would do a good one?
What about someone really random, like...
What about one of the Newcastle DJs?
Yeah, like
Patrick Topping?
Patrick.
Or Ben Emsley? Emsley. They have nice... I love that accent.
Yeah, Patrick Topping's voice is so, like, soft.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Bloody Mary's thoughts.
So, I'm actually upset by this because I love a Bloody Mary. Anything with tomato, like, I'm there. I am there.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I've ever had a Bloody Mary.
What?
Which is weird because I feel like I would have done... But generally, I'm more of a sweet over savoury when it comes to drinks.
I mean, a Bloody Mary is something you'd have, like, you're a bit hungover. Mm. Or maybe, like, if you're having, like, a roast, tomato juice, bit of celery in there. I personally don't like too much in there, like salt, pepper, lemon. Liam Perrin's was just a sauce. Some people put horseradish in, which I just think is way too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, see, I'm more of, like, a Moscow Mule kind of girly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like something a bit gingery, maybe, or like a mojito.
Okay, fine. I can see that.
But I should try a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
I'm old enough now, you know.
I disagree with DJ Seinfeld. Ban.
If you could ban a drink, what drink would you ban?
I like most drinks, but I would ban Sambuca.
Oh, that's a good shout.
Hate it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't like Sambuca either.
It's such like a... I've just turned 18.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm going to drink everything I can.
Or it's just like, that used to be the cheapest shot in a club, wasn't it, really?
It just like, all the memories of like feeling really, really drunk and really sick. Whoa. Just rely on that flavour.
I had my first Baileys of the year last night. That was banging.
You know what? I've never had Baileys.
Really? Mm. Oh, you'll like it. If you like, well, I don't know, actually. Anyway.
Creamy.
Creamy and sweet.
What would you ban?
I was thinking maybe like Malibu or something. I mean, I guess no one really drinks it anyway, but...
I used to when I was 16.
I know, that's the thing. The reason I would ban it is because it's one of those drinks that like I just took way too far when I was a teenager, and now just like the thought of it just makes my stomach turn.
Yeah, you can say that. I think that's
fair. Malibu. Mm. Okay, that'll be mine. Next hot take for you.
Who have we got?
The lovely Hannah Lang.
Hi, it's Hannah Lang, and my hot take is pickled onions are such an underrated snack. My mates will disagree on this because, like, all my life I've been obsessed with pickled onions. I literally eat the jar and then drink the vinegar after it, and my mates think it's disgusting. Some of them like pickles, but not to that extent. And they call me Picklehead, and head in Scottish means head. So, yeah, my mates call me Picklehead. And honestly, pickles are life.
Well,
I absolutely love that one.
I'm speechless. The way she says pickle head.
I love that. Heed.
Heed.
Pickle heed.
Hannah Lane's got the best voice. She's from Dundee. It's like the best accent. And I'm just going to say, I agree with her. I am so passionate about a miniature, delightful kind of acidic but sweet silver skin pickled onion.
Wow, that was really specific.
Yeah.
Silver skin.
I eat them out of the jar as well, like Hannah.
Oh, I've not even heard of them.
They're just like, they're just silver, they're just like little white onions.
Okay, nice.
So I'm also a picklehead, that's how I identify.
I've never really actually bought pickles. Mm. I only really have them like when I get a Mackey's or something. But I do like them.
But those pickles, those are like gherkin pickles. Those are like cucumbers, like mini cucumbers.
Right,
these are onions. And babes, like, you need to come round and make a charcuterie board, like little onions, olives, meat, cured meats. Like, that's kind of like me now. That's like me, late 20s. Like, I just eat charcuterie boards.
You don't have to ask me twice.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Okay.
Breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Yeah, no, seriously. And the onion with a bit of cheese.
Oh,
my Christmas.
With a little Bailey's on the side.
Yeah, sure.
What do you have any weird food habits?
I don't do this now. I feel like we're going to have a split here. Mm. Some people are going to be like, you need to be locked up. And some people be like, yeah. I've been known to eat baked beans cold out of the tin.
It's just unnecessary.
With a spoon directly out of the tin. Grim, right?
Why wouldn't you just put them in the microwave or
I don't know. I think I was just really hungry.
Yeah, fair enough. Would you eat the whole tin?
This is like literally me, like age 15.
Okay.
Because, you know, hungry.
growing gal.
Growing gal. Yeah, but now I'm very aware. In fact, Meg Ward's a baked bean expert. If you've seen her TikToks, she's like made countless videos.
Oh, really?
How to make the correct baked beans on toast. But I'm aware that it's much nicer heated up with cheese.
Loads of butter on the toast, some black pepper on top, maybe a little bit of cheese if you're really feeling like treating yourself.
Yeah, well, you know what I like to do, tangent, is obviously toast, butter, beans, cheese, then under the grill.
Oh, every time. Now we're talking.
I can't have it. And then the cheese is like melted on top and it's just those little details.
Yeah. And does it go a bit like brown almost under the grill?
It's just
delicious.
Oh, stunning. Anyway, what is your weird food habit?
I don't know if I have a weird food habit, but once when I was at uni, I got back from a night out with my best mate and I tried to make nachos, but didn't have any salsa. So I got Doritos, put cheese on them and then put them in the oven with ketchup.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was horrible. Babe. It was horrible. And we like sat there, basically, we were so drunk. We sat there in silence, like ate like basically this whole bag of Doritos with like ketchup and cheese. And then we both just looked at each other and were like, that was disgusting.
Oh, ketchup, like
Doritos and ketchup.
Oh, that actually makes my skin crawl.
I know. It was bad. But yeah, that was a one-time thing.
Okay.
It was a one-time thing.
Sure.
Okay, our final hot take. We've got two more.
Oh, two more.
Ooh. This one is Lapsley.
Nice.
My goal is to... My aesthetic goal is like 38-year-old lesbian living in like an isle off Scotland and works with ceramics. So that's kind of like a hot take.
Yeah, I mean, fully backing Lapsley's sort of aesthetic identification there.
Yeah, I love that. What do you think your aesthetic is?
I would say it's like, I do know fully. Mm-hmm. I think I kind of toe the line very finely between trashy and classy. That's like my aesthetic, like in terms of how I dress.
Trashy, classy.
Trashy. Slash, like, kind of and or.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And also, like, kind of, like, fab gay man.
Yeah, I would say you're very, like... I say this, you can tell I know nothing about fashion, but I feel like you're very, like, chic.
Ooh, chic! Well, yeah. I mean, today I got my favourite T-shirt on, which is the Veronica's T-shirt.
You know how to dress it up. You know how to dress it down.
Kind of a long sleeve, wintry... I don't want to give too much away, all black kind of...
I don't want to give too much away, but I am a huge Veronica's fan.
Literally, the letters are like the whole T-shirt. Did you know though that they're... we haven't spoken about the Veronica's fucking playing a Mighty Hoopla.
Every single episode.
I know, but did you see?
I did see,
they're
playing Mighty Hoopla. And you're going to be...
Well,
hopefully.
I have been told that I might be introducing them on the stage, but I have no confirmation of that. But I'm just going to do it anyway.
You'll quit your job and move to Bali once you've done that, because that'll be your career goals fulfilled.
Yeah, no, seriously. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that'll be it for you.
Yeah, so from about June, you probably won't hear of me again. Because what's the point?
So hopefully you don't get that job, because we'll miss you. No, yeah. That'll be so much fun. I'm looking forward to that. Mighty Hoopla is always a great day, great weekend.
It's the best weekend of the year.
It is, yeah. It is.
And what's your aesthetic?
I was trying to think about this. I don't know what mine would be. I don't, gay?
Gay.
But then I'm not I don't think I'm gay.
I'd say you're cool lesbian. Chic, maybe not chic as, maybe
no,
like.
Bit scruffy.
No, I wouldn't say you're scruffy, because you have cool trousers and always got cool shirt and layers. You layers. A layered, cool sort of.
Thing me bob.
It's really hard to describe.
Yeah, it's hard to think of an aesthetic. But no, I like where Lapsley is going. And yeah. I can see that for her as well. She the ceramics thing. She looks like a creative.
She looks like she
looks
makes pottery.
She does. She looks like she'd know her way around one of those wheel things that spin round and you put your hands on with wet clay.
I've never done it.
I did it once when I was a kid.
Mm.
Anyway. No one gives a shit about that. Okay, our last hot take.
Let's do it. Hello, I'm Simone. My hot take is that Gypsy Woman is not the best dance music song. I love the melody, but I just think the lyrics are kind of dark and weird. Wow, I remember that episode with Simone. Simone was a bright beam of light in the studio. She had so much energy. It was a really fun episode.
She did. And she's just sold out Phonox at the weekend, I think.
Yeah.
By the time this goes out, at the weekend.
She did. That looked really fun, actually.
Yeah.
I was knackered from the DJ Mag Awards, so I was not going anywhere that night, but it looked really fun, so well, I'm
smashing it.
Gypsy Woman. Yeah, you know what? When she first started talking, I was I don't know where you're going with this, but actually, it's got quite sad lyrics, that song, even though it's such a club, iconic, kind of canonical club track, house track, isn't it? But it's quite sad about she's homeless, it's about this poor woman, gypsy woman.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's a social commentary. Crystal Waters really was trying to say something, but we're just dancing around to it.
Well, Georgia Smith kind of changed the lyrics to her own song, Little Things, didn't she? Is that Gypsy Woman?
Yeah, she samples Gypsy Woman, doesn't she?
There was a TikTok remix of Little Things, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely been doing the rounds this year with some TikTok mashup with Georgia Smith. I've heard it a lot. I think it's a pretty good track. But I see what she means about the lyrics. They are sad.
Yeah, no. Love the tune. Agree about the lyrics.
Least favourite song of all time?
Okay. For some reason, this tune has gone to my head. Do you want me to sing it?
Yeah.
It's not very on brand for me. Or maybe it is. No, it's not. I really don't like this song. Because you know I'm all about the bass,
about that bass, no treble.
I'm all about that bass,
about that bass, no treble.
Meghan Trainor, I don't like that song.
Yeah.
It just makes, you know, I don't like songs that sound so happy and fat and have these horns. Do you know what? It sounds fat.
Isn't that a song about being fat?
Is it?
I think so.
Well, the song's about being fat. It's actually. Am I going to get done for fat shaming Meghan Trainor? Because that's not even what I was doing. Is it?
I'm not sure.
Look at the lyrics. That's not what I meant.
Yeah, it's pretty killer. I ain't no size two.
Okay, well, love the meaning. Love the meaning, which is to, you know, love your body. Empowerment. All for that. I just don't like the song.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I actually think Meghan Trainor's later stuff is actually pretty good.
Title, Meghan Trainor, that's a tune.
How's that go?
I'm not singing it.
Oh,
I will sing my least favourite song of all time though.
Okay.
Once I was 7 years old.
That was his name, Lucas Graham.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that was huge.
I hate that song.
I know. soon I'll be 60 years. Ooh. Oh, God.
When did that come out?
Oh, was quite a while ago now.
7 years. Oh, 20. No, wait.
It's got over a billion streams. 1.7 billion streams.
2015, that came out. I think, you know what, I've got a little brother. Well, I've got two little brothers. My youngest brother, he loves that song when he was, because he's nine. So when he was seven a couple of years ago, that was his favorite song.
Oh, that, okay, that's quite cute.
It is, but I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear that song.
It's just so like sickly.
And the piano.
Oh, stop being so bloody wet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my least favorite song of all time.
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually going to, yeah, I agree with you. That's the worst.
Really? Mm. There's been a lot of hot takes.
There's been a lot.
Hot take. We might do some more hot takes next season.
Yeah.
Also, if you do have any hot takes, send them in.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from our listeners more next time. And just anything. Thoughts about music industry. Thoughts about your favourite flavour crisp. Like, just let us know. Good and bad.
Yeah.
Hot.
We're going to be back next week with a kind of end of year special. We're going to go through some of our favourite things from 2023 and some of the things that we want to see in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Bop.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.